Coral reefs around the world are experiencing a devastating phenomenon known as coral bleaching. This occurs when coral becomes stressed due to high water temperatures and turns white. The United States National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, has confirmed that this is the fourth global mass coral bleaching event. Coral reefs are crucial for ocean life, fishing, and generating trillions of dollars in revenue annually. Scientists from the US, Australia, Kenya, and Brazil have expressed dismay and anger as they witness the coral they love being threatened or killed by warm oceans. The first signs of coral bleaching were observed in the Caribbean last year, when bathers found that the water off the coast of Florida was as warm as a hot tub. Since then, the phenomenon has spread to more than half of the world's coral, including the Great Barrier Reef in Australia, coastlines in Tanzania, Mauritius, Brazil, Pacific Islands, the Red Sea, and the Persian Gulf. Rising sea surface temperatures caused by climate change and the natural climate event El Niño have contributed to this global mass bleaching event. The global average ocean temperature broke its all-time record last August and has remained above average almost every day since. Coral is essential for the planet as it provides habitats for 25% of all marine species. However, stressed coral can die if it experiences temperatures 1 degree Celsius above its thermal limit for 2 months. Once coral dies, fish and other creatures that rely on coral for navigation can struggle to find their way home. Coral can recover from heat stress, but it requires several years to do so. As bleaching events become more frequent and intense, the window for recovery narrows. The last mass global bleaching event occurred from 2014 to 2016, and since then, ocean temperatures have continued to rise. While there is some hope that coral living in cooler, deeper water can survive longer than shallow corals as the planet warms, coral scientists agree that reefs as we know them will permanently change. Small-scale restoration efforts are not enough to save coral globally. The only way to ensure the survival of coral is through a rapid and global reduction in greenhouse gas emissions to limit ocean warming. Coral reefs serve as an early warning system for the impacts of a warming planet on nature, and we must learn from this to prevent similar damage to other ecosystems.